Hey, Chinese New Year, what fun, commences tomorrow, and as previously mentioned, it's the Year of the Rat. Chinese New Year is known as the Spring Festival, and most Chinese people travel to be with their family at this time. However, the current disruption with consideration of the prevention of the spread of the deadly coronavirus may well be causing a disruption to travel plans for so many. But joining us now to talk on the lighter side, Leonie McEwen, who is a China-educated strategist and a facilitator of Chinese connections. Lovely to speak with you, Leonie.
Lovely to speak with you too, and Happy New Year. Happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah, the same back to you, and everyone else is going to enjoy this time. Yeah, there's a bit of a hiccup with the health issue at the moment, so everyone's looking to try and prevent that sort of spreading, obviously, so it's a bit of a bummer, isn't it, really?
Well, yes, but let's focus on the positive.
Yeah, let's do that. Now, first of all, I'd love to know what your role is as a strategist and facilitator.
Okay, I've been working in the China space for about 20 years, actually, and I'm a strategist. I deal with companies, helping them understand how to negotiate their way through deals with China. I'm also a Mandarin pronunciation expert, so I help people understand how to pronounce names, places, things like that. So basically what I do is I'm a conference speaker, I deliver workshops, and I'm a consultant, and specifically focusing on negotiating with China with the underlying cultural issues.
You're playing a very important role because the trade between Australia and China is absolutely imperative. And I was reading with great interest a little bit of stuff that you sent through about the 36 Chinese strategies. Everyone sits down and negotiates, so I believe. This is interesting.
Okay, now the 36 Chinese strategies come from what's called the Art of War, which is written by Sun Tzu. And Sun Tzu wrote this text about 2,500 years ago. Sun Tzu is known to be the greatest strategist in the world, or one of the greatest strategists in the world. Now, what I did some years ago was put together workshops, and I've actually written four books now. I'm writing a series of six about how to understand the strategies in the contemporary business world. Because what I found was that there was nothing actually around except the Art of War that focused on how to understand how these strategies focus on the contemporary business world. Like what happens when you get off the plane and go to China? And, you know, it's really not about, it's not about sitting down and negotiating a deal over a table. It's all about the relationship. Everything in China is negotiation. So the minute that you meet the person, you're negotiating. Sometimes, you know, when I first take on a client, they'll say to me, Leonie, when do we start negotiating? I say, well, when did you meet that person 6 months ago? That's when you started.
Can I just ask you then, if you don't mind, okay, a Chinese person that you're trying to do a business deal with or just even associate with, I suppose, what are they looking for when they go into a negotiation? What are they doing?
Yeah, well, what they're looking for obviously is a good deal, but they're looking for a long-term relationship because most of the time what happens is once you set up one deal with a Chinese company, then others will flow from that. So they're looking at something that's long-term. And so the first one is getting to know people, getting to know, and it's very much about friends before business because they like to develop the friendship before they do the business. You know, if you don't have the relationship with the Chinese person whilst you're doing this deal or trying to do the deal, you probably won't get it done. So they're looking for a strong relationship, they're looking for a good friendship, and they're also looking for someone that they can work with that understands them.
Gosh, I'll tell you what, we could learn a lot from this, couldn't we?
We could, we really could. And the thing is too, it is such a different culture. I mean, there's no two ways about it. You know, China and the Chinese culture and, you know, the Western cultures are very different. So it's understanding those differences. It's about understanding how people think and what is going on in their heads.
Absolutely right. And, you know, it would improve our relationship with so many different people, you know, all around the country, different countries as well, if we understood their cultures and how they were thinking.
Well, with the 36 strategies, that is a way of thinking. So the 36 strategies are embedded in Chinese culture. You know, if you said to someone in China, do you understand the 36 strategies? They look at you and say, of course. It's like asking an Australian person, have you heard of Vegemite? I mean, it is so fundamental in the culture.
So children are taught at a very young age to start negotiating.
Well, no, they're not taught. No. What happens is, you know, these are like, these strategies are like idioms. So, you know, if I ask you, where did you learn don't cry over spilt milk? You probably say, well, I don't really know. I just learnt it.
Yeah, well, yeah, so by example, yeah.
Yeah, so where did you learn, you know, something like fool the emperor to cross the sea or lure the tiger down the mountain? You just learnt it somewhere. So it is a negotiating culture where, you know, things are out in the street, you're negotiating all the time. So these people are brought up in this kind of environment. You know, the environment that you're brought up in generally trains you for what you are as an adult.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. By your environment around you, you see and act very similar to it. Now, coming up tomorrow, of course, the Year of the Rat. The Year of the Rat, it's for 12 months, and this is the start of another 12-year cycle.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Now, there's been a few sort of things put out about the rat for this year that it could be a very emotional one for most people. How do you read it?
Well, the year of the rat. Now, first of all, what does the rat mean? Okay. The rat means strategy. The rat means we can see our way through things that we may not have seen our way through before. Now, the story goes, many, many years ago, the emperor said to the 12 animals, okay, the way I'm going to decide who is the first animal in the zodiac, I will let you all run to the river and you all cross the river, and the animal that is the first to cross the river will be the first animal in the zodiac. Now, the rat is the smallest animal in the zodiac with the smallest legs. So what the rat did strategically, the rat jumped on the ox's back and while the ox was swimming across the river, the rat jumped off onto the bank. So the rat became the first animal in the zodiac. Now, so we see the rat as being strategic. Rats can jump off buildings and land on their feet. Yep. They can swim, but they're not aquatic animals. So they'll look through situations in different ways. So, you know, it's actually quite a good year in that way.
That's good to know that, actually. So the other animals, of course, they cross the river, I suppose, but in a particular order that we now follow with each year.
So and the pig was last. That was last year. So it goes. It goes like that. So, but the rat is known to be strategic and get there.
We need a bit more strategy going on, because there's been a bit of skullduggery out there in politics and world events of late. That's for sure.
Yes. No, it's good to look at things in this way. Now, the other thing as well is that, when it's your year, people say to me, oh, it's my year, because it's a 12-year cycle. Yeah. So, for example, people are born in 2020, their year will be in, you know, 2032.
Yeah.
Right? So, for example, someone is turning 60 this year, they will be the year of the rat, all right, it's a 12-year cycle. And people say to me, oh, it's my year. Well, yes, it's your year. However, you have to be careful, because everything comes your way. So what you do is you wear a red bracelet or something red.
Oh.
Because that will protect you from what we call the evil spirits.
That's a good move, actually. If anyone can identify with that, take note. What about take note. You certainly know. What happens?
I got mine, because I was the year of the pig last year. I'm taking my red bracelet off tomorrow.
Oh, okay, good on you. We'll follow what you suggest. What happens in China during the celebrations, Leonie?
Okay, so right now people are preparing for the celebration. People come from all over the world, you know, China, because we have a lot of Chinese people living in Australia, there's a lot of people living globally. So a lot of these people go back to their families, and the idea is they want to be with their families and their loved ones during this time. There's a lot of eating, there's a lot of firecrackers, there's a lot of drinking, there's a lot of celebrating, and being around your family, talking about the events of the year. The celebrations start tomorrow and they go for about 7 days.
Yeah.
Most, generally speaking, in China, the holiday is for 7 days. However, if you're in a factory, it's generally about a month. or a student. So for business, you do not go to China during Chinese New Year because absolutely nothing
does. Good on them. They've done it for a very, very long time. And you've suggested that we should be able to say, well, we should be saying Happy New Year to Chinese residents.
Sure.
Wouldn't have a clue how to say it.
Okay, here we go. Yep. All right. Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Okay, just once more. Now that's a Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Okay, the Nying Ying. Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Not bad.
I'm not saying anything offensive, I hope.
No. Xin Nian Kuai Le. So that's Happy New Year. And that's a great thing to say, to your Chinese friends or your Chinese contacts.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, of course, the celebrations here are widespread in Australia as well. Mm. And I think everyone gets caught up with the dragon dancing and going to the restaurants and that sort of thing. I mean, we love it.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, I mean, I've been working in this space for over 20 years, and the last few years, you can really see how we are really connected with China and how the Chinese people are integrating into Australia, because the celebrations get more and more. I mean, we all know about Chinese New Year now. We all know, it's the year of the rat. We try to find out things. We try and work out how we can say Happy New Year in Chinese to our friends. So it really shows me how the cultures are coming together.
Yeah. It's taken a long time, but I couldn't agree with you more, Leonie. Mm. It's been fabulous to speak with you. Thank you very much indeed. And just wish, if you would, you do it better than me. Wish every Chinese person listening at the moment, Happy New Year.
Xin Nian Kuai Le.
Beautiful. Thank you, Leonie.
Thank you very much. You have a Happy New Year.
We will. You too. Thank you.